The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. This is Mind Your Business as we look at the SME sector here in Singapore, which powers half our economy and hires about 70% of our people. Now, we hear Deliveroo is working with restaurants to create additional virtual restaurants, and a virtual brand appears on Deliveroo with a new identity and menu offering. What does this mean exactly? We're going to get some help from General Manager of Deliveroo Singapore, Siddharth Shankar, and Gigi Sakiris, owner of Blue Cuisine, which saw its revenue increase 1,200% when they did this. They launched two virtual brands which specialize in different types of Greek cuisine. Guys, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gigi, tell us why you decided to do this.
From a nutrition perspective, it's more about offering nutritional food to the market. From a virtual brand perspective, for obvious cost efficiencies. So with the way that things are going, we essentially also saw that delivery is going to become a lot more mainstream. People are prioritizing convenience over anything else. So it just made sense to cut the brick and mortar concept and go directly into something that's a bit more virtual, since Editions was already starting their ghost kitchen concept in Singapore. And Blue Cuisine already had one of the kitchens inside. That's essentially how the concept started to come
out. Pretty organic evolution for you then.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, you're utilizing the same ingredients, the same staff. There's less wastage, there's more cost efficiencies throughout it. So it was kind of like a no-brainer. It was more of just like, how can we utilize what we currently have to grow the business, to maximize the potential of what we already have? From that, Vios kind of grew out of it, and we started to see a very, very good response with it. But the whole thing with virtual brands is that partnerships are very, very important when it comes down to it.
Fair to say you don't have a brick-and-mortar sort of restaurant anymore?
For Vios, no. Blue Cuisine, which was actually my mom's concept, it originated out of 2010. Vivio started in 2017. So Blue Cuisine still has a brick and mortar. We have two locations at Dumsey. Vios, on the other hand, only functions out of ghost kitchens. I've had times where even my dad asks me, would you open up a physical store? Why don't we just do it? The name is already out there. And I refuse.
In a way. Oh, no.
Because the thing is, if you really look at it, right, with the way that the trends are going, delivery is just growing. It's unparalleled to anything else. It just doesn't.
But what about the whole experience of it, so to speak? You know, a night out on the town, get something to eat at a nice place.
But I guess that depends on the concept. Vios isn't focused on experiences. Vios is just predominantly focused on quality of food. So if you're doing virtual brands, I think the emphasis is just on the quality of your ingredients as opposed to the experience that you're trying to get. Yeah, so I think it's literally two completely different genres, per se, for the food industry. One is you're looking for experience, ambiance, yes. Another one is just about
feed yourself.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
With good food.
Exactly.
Yeah. So don't tell us this is the way it's heading, isn't it? Obviously, good news for you when people want to partner you and have you help them out and deliver the good food to people.
I mean, delivery has undergone a massive revolution in Singapore. It has become an important part of restaurants' revenue streams. And within that, with very, very specific restaurants, like Gigi said, the partnership is really important. Virtual brands are beginning to play an important role. We won't suddenly start seeing thousands of virtual brands because the ability, the partnership is really important. And what that means is that the brands need to be entrepreneurial. They need to be open to it. They still need to create a very, very high quality menu and deliver on that. So there's a supply chain element to it. So it's not every brand can suddenly start providing a virtual brand. But
when you say virtual brand, it isn't virtual food. It still needs to be produced, right?
Exactly. It is real food, real skills, chefs coming up with menus, and then customers enjoying what they get. So it is an important growth factor with specific restaurants. It's an important factor to be able to fill in specific cuisine gaps in certain neighborhoods to provide customers what they didn't normally have, to solve for lower price points in some cases, and also to drive growth with restaurants who we work closely with.
The large majority of them, are they like the Blue Cuisine, which has perhaps a physical store and then also the virtual brands?
The vast majority, yes. We are beginning to see some interest from restaurants which are purely delivery only, which means they don't even have a brick and mortar store. That is at a very, very early stage. And we are still, at the end of the day, a brand does not get created immediately, right? At the end of the day, there is a lot of work which goes into that, and people trust brands for a reason. So that is something. But the amazing thing about delivery, virtual kitchens, Editions, is that we have the ability to test all of these things. And the nature of testing is that some things will work, some things won't. don't. But we are beginning to see some groups which are purely virtual and there's no brick and mortar restaurant that consumers can go to.
Gigi, tell us how challenging it may be to maintain sort of consistency and consistent success across the two brands. I'm sure they run much the same and different as well.
So challenges wise is, I think, more about the quantity of the food that you're creating. I mean, the basis of both Blue and Vios is about the freshness of our ingredients. When you're doing delivery, some days are really good, some days not so good. Sometimes the rain affects the delivery time, so you don't really know. The main concerns and issues that we face is more about the quantity that we produce and how to sustain it and how to have less wastage concerning that, or how to not have shortage about it. But the beauty about doing this is that tech, all in all, is supposed to make your life a lot easier. And it has. I mean, Deliveroo's been able to supply us a lot of data. And even with all the data that they have been able to supply us, we've actually been able to systemize the way that we produce our food and make it a lot more sustainable and stabilized, which is very, very important. So before, we kept having a lot of issues with that, but we approached Deliveroo, we told them our concerns about it, then they provided us data, and then we started to stabilize our production.
Did you think, though, when you went into, sounds like the family business, to want to produce good food, that there'd be so much tech to contend with? I might as well have become a computer scientist, I suppose, instead of being in the food industry.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I think all industries are changing, right? So the basis is tech. So you can't just think about this how maybe people used to think about it 20 years ago. It's a completely different way of kind of approaching it. So no matter what you do now, you're going to have the advent of technology helping you out, which is a huge, I mean, it's a positive thing for any impact. The more data you have, the more...
the better decisions you can make.
Exactly.
The more
exactly.
accurate. So don't talk to us about the process when Deliveroo consults with restaurant partners.
That's right. We have a huge amount of data because we have hundreds of thousands of consumers in Singapore, across all of Singapore. So we have a good sense of what times they are ordering, what kind of food they are ordering, which restaurants are popular, right down to a menu item level. And that data sort of forms the bedrock of our decision making when we decide to open an Editions or we decide to have a conversation about a virtual brand. The sites we have selected for Editions, and we have three Editions today at Katong, at Lavender, and near Mediapolis, are based on data because these are zones where we already had a business and zones which are doing really, really well. But we felt that there was a demand for more restaurants and specific types of cuisines, and thereby we established the Editions there. And then the restaurants that got invited to Editions and that got shortlisted that we went and spoke to were based on the cuisine gaps that, again, came from the data that we have. And then the next step is really virtual brands. So once we have the restaurants in there, that is where we have conversations with the restaurants around solving for further cuisine gaps, for solving for specific price points. And again, Vios and Blue Cuisina is a very interesting example on price point because Blue Cuisina for night out, great place to go. It is at a significantly higher price point. Vios are Mediterranean healthy grain bowls, which you can consume on an everyday basis at $20 or lower price point, right?
$15 to $20,
much more affordable. So we use a whole series of data and demographic data that we have to then work with restaurants to figure out what offering we might be able to come up with, which restaurants come to Editions.
So Gigi, it's obviously going well despite the challenges you were talking about, which sound rough. Yeah. There is a new brand to be launched, the third virtual brand.
Agno. It's essentially going to be the same approach as what Vios was. So the whole thing with Vios is to get a Mediterranean approach towards food, to just reap in the benefits of the Mediterranean cuisine. So it will be the same approach, but a completely vegan menu.
That movement's coming up. People
exactly.
wanting to be more healthy and eliminating, say, meat products from their diet.
Yes. The way that we're kind of seeing it is AG stands for yes to agriculture and then no to animals.
So nice.
We're trying to position it in that
I
way.
I thought it might be a Greek word.
It is. It is. It actually means pure. So it's about like the purity
Look at
of
that.
Food and going back to the very, very basics of how people were essentially eating at the very, very beginning. And again, we're going to be able to utilize a lot of the ingredients that we currently utilize within Blue and Vios, just cook it in a different manner. Yes, we're going to be bringing in vegan yogurt, like coconut yogurt, but even then we can utilize it in all of our brands, right? Because veganism is something that's really, really growing and gaining a lot of prominence. And in Singapore, there's only a limited amount of restaurants that are actually catering towards it, let alone even delivery restaurants, right? So I think it's a really good opportunity, but you're concerned though.
I mean, after all, we are a small country to begin with, and then the number of people who are vegan, even smaller.
Yes, but I think people's mindset regarding food and health is totally changing. I don't think this is a fad. I think this is something where people are getting a lot more educated. They really understand the power of food, how it affects them. And because of that, that. Yes, I think at the beginning it might be a bit slow, but going forward, I think it's going to gain a lot more prominence. So we're always trying to look at the long-term effect as opposed to the short-term. So I think starting at something this early will be good. And Asia is starting to become very proactive with food trends.
Siddharth, what did you have for breakfast?
I had scrambled eggs and a little bit of avocado, and I tried to go light on the carbs. So I had a very small, very small piece of toast.
Phew, at least it's healthy, right, Gigi? Gigi Tsakiris is owner of Blue Cowzina. General Manager of Deliveroo Singapore is Siddharth Shankar. They joined us today to talk about Deliveroo teaming up and creating virtual restaurants. Gigi and Siddharth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.